Only a few more long, golden sunsets and windy dawns when the sun came up golden through a haze of desert dust. Then back to the life of the village, shut in by hot high walls of matting. To Rimfa, long hours at the spindle or working on the little farm back of the village were hateful. Worst of all, she would see her favorite Moy only for the few brief moments when she was brought in at night. Between her and the huge beast, there was a close friendship, and with no one else was she so gentle, so well behaved. Rimfa manages the runaway herd. It was late in the afternoon several days later, and Rimfa lay under the big tree, the monkey asleep at her feet, facing the south. She turned slowly, rolling over on her elbow, and glanced back at the sky, then sprang to her feet. A dark, thick cloud was rising rapidly in the east. Long tongues of lightning flickered from it into the band of solid gray beneath, a gray band that meant rain. She watched it for only a moment. It was quite surely not going to swing north as the others had done, and it held the first of the season's tornadoes, that swift, terrible storm full of destructive wind and lightning. Even as she watched it, the cloud spread and the flashes increased. Already the cattle were commencing to stir uneasily. Moy came slowly and clumsily to his feet. "Come, Biri, we must run for shelter," Rimfa cried, and jerking the monkey to her shoulder, she fled down the short slope to where the herd, now thoroughly aroused, was scrambling up. Moy awaited her impatiently. She pushed through the others, hitting them lightly with a short stick, pushing their rough, dust-stained sides, and swung to Moy's back. "Forward, go, swiftly," she commanded him, though he was already breaking into an easy run. Low rumbles of thunder came from the ever-growing cloud behind her. The darkening plain was hushed. There was no sound of cricket or bird, and the white flock of cowbirds that usually chattered so cheerily flew low and silently, though still following the herd. If they hurried, they might yet reach the village before the windstorm broke, certainly before the rain came.